good?
Good. Okay. Sounds good. Hello, everyone. Thanks for coming to my light session. My name is José Freire. I'm really excited to talk a little bit about World Cup or Olympic Games. No, it's a joke. Because I'm Brazilian, and a little talk about multi-platform development using Team Foundation Server. I'm here to share with you our experience on multi-platform development. Let's see our agenda. I will talk about SondIT and I, our challenge, multi-platform development, management, numbers, indicators and reports, and tools that help us in development process. I'm working for SondIT. I'm R&D manager and responsible for my business unit for all innovations and infrastructure, like lifecycle, our framework, basic systems, tests, process. SondIT is a fourth biggest IT company in Latin America. We are present in 10 countries in Latin America. We have more than 36 years of experience. We have more than 12,000 employees. We have more than 5,000 customers. Now I will tell you about our operation of SondIT in Brazil. Our operation consists in three business units: application, it's my unit, platform, and IT service. We are the leaders in tax solutions in Brazil. 64% of Brazilian tax revenue is calculated in our solutions. This value is more than $400 billion. We are present in all federations of Brazil. We have more than 1,200 customers. We have more than 1,000 customers in tax solution. We have more than 6,000 employees in Brazil. I need to talk about our previous scenario because you need to understand our challenge. In 2008, we only had a Visual Basic application and other SAP applications. Our Visual Basic application, with 15 years in tax market, have two-layer architecture and work with a single database. On that time, our methodology was not structured. We had different source control in both environments. Our management tools were developed internally. We didn't have an integration with our help desk tool and management tool. Thank you. We need to upgrade this Visual Basic application for .NET platform using three-layer architecture and multiple database. In addition to this new platform of development, we need to keep running all other platforms because the Visual Basic applications, PWSIT, is our biggest application. Our biggest challenge in this scenario is manage all platforms with the same process, methodology, and metrics. Today, our scenario is a little different. Now we have new platforms with different architectures. Our current methodology is the same for SAP and other platforms. The current source control is this for the all platforms is the same, but SAP is different. Now our help desk tool is totally integrated with Team Foundation Server. We have formal test process in our development process. In SondIT multi-platform development scenario, we found many products divided in two categories, new products and legacy. Now we have five new products in development and more than 20 products in production. We found two different technologies like databases, language, and source controls. Our development is distributed in 5 different cities in Brazil. Our management is centralized. Because of this, we need unified indicators, metrics, and reports. In Sonda IT, we work with different types of development languages and databases, like Visual Studio, SAP, and SAP HANA, the new database, Visual Basic 6, Oracle Database, SQL Server, DB2, and Java. This is our scenario. Our many tools, many databases, many technologies. For a successful management in a multi-platform development, you will need visibility, quality, and teamwork. In visibility, you can see the planning and the actual state using indicators and report. These indicators and the report should be easy to understand, because with these numbers, we can see the health of your products or projects. Quality. Our customer work with tax filer to deliver a scheduled date. If our customers deliver that files with a delay, they can pay a fine. Many times, this fine is $1 million or $1,000s. It's very expensive for our customers. To deliver a product with quality, we use tests and traceability. Teamwork. We need your team was engagement. This factor makes our process easier. When all people know the importance of the process or tool, and how will help us, and that people believe in that process or tool, then these people will be engagement. This is a critical factor to a success of an implementation. What do customizing Team Foundation serve? We customize our process template, customize specifically task in the work item, reports, and team queries. Because we need for all platforms and SAP, Visual Basic, or .NET, and see the same result for the different teams of development, different testers, and different managers. Implementation of work items to control other activities, like data administration and DevOps. In my process, the data administrator and DevOps is a critical factor to a success to a delivery, because I need much more time to deliver a change database, or schema change, or build a new binary file. Integration of Team Foundation server with our help desk tool. All these things are very important for our lifecycle management. Today, we can manage all platforms like .NET, SAP, and Java. For .NET, Visual Basic, and Java, we can manage all stages of lifecycle in Team Foundation server. For SAP applications, we can manage all stages except source controls and unit tests. So now, I will show you some reports. This report shows the number of work items of 1 hour products during the period of 2012. In the period from January until March, we were the final stage of the product version. This version was launched in June. Because of this, we had increased the number of the change requests and bugs. We were already working the new versions of the products. That version will be launched on August this year. These other reports show the number of work items for our products during the period 2011 and 2012. We can view all products, include .NET, Visual Basic, and SAP applications. So, PW SIT is the purple line. It's the our biggest system is developed in Visual Basic 6 and .NET platform. We had two versions for these products. And PWCE is a SAP application. This report shows the evolution of implementation of process of test case in 2012. You can see this report, our invest in PWSITI product in 2012. We stay in process, upgrade this product to .NET platform. In Sonda.T, you are using tools for a lifecycle activities. We are using Visual Studio, Project, and Excel for management activities. We are using Visual Studio and Power Tools for administration activities. You are using Visual Studio and Visio for development activities. I would like to conclude this session with this message. We need look for our people, process, and environment to decide what the best way to follow when you know our environment, goals, process, and our team was engagement, the chance of the success will be big. Thank you for your time and interest in this session. I hope I helped showing a direction to go on this journey. My contacts are in the slides. And I think the
and
time
they,
is...
they will get the slides, yes.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for all.
Thank you, Jose.